the content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is John Ivey from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you from the July 2018 issue of Sports Illustrated for Kids. Today's programming is underwritten with support from the Raleigh Kiwanis Foundation. They can be reached at www.kiwanisfoundation.org. Since this is our first issue of the month, we're going to go right to the front cover. And we have a picture of a baseball player here. He's sitting next, standing next to Camp Wanna Win. And the caption underneath, "Welcome back." Colorado Rockies slugger Charlie Blackman is on deck for more skills, drills, and summer camp fun. So let's dig right in. Extra cheddar and pretzel. Together they're unbeatable, the snack that smiles back, goldfish. Lineup. Camp Wanna Win. Number 31. Welcome back to our fourth annual summer camp. Head counselor and Colorado Rockies center fielder Charlie Blackman invites you to learn how to field a baseball like a pro, save a penalty kick in soccer, polish your push-up form, even make a wallet out of duct tape. School's out. Let the fun begin. What we can look forward to in this issue on page 18, primetime, Jonquel Jones, the best rebounder in the WNBA, is poised to lead the Sun to new heights. Page 22, living the dream. These athletes grew up rooting for the teams they now play for. Page 24, welcome to the pros. Making the majors is a huge deal. Seven Major League Baseball players recall when they knew they were in the show. Page 40, like father, like son. The major leagues could soon be overrun by a generation of young stars with familiar names. Page 44, paper pennant. With a game dead ball, you can simulate America's pastime during any season, no matter where you are. Page 48, from the pages of Sports Illustrated, First Things First. Affable 7'1" center DeAndre Ayton wants you to know one thing. He's going to be the top player in his NBA draft class. And favorites? Page 2, freeze frame. Page 7, sports cards. Page 11, July birthdays. Page 12, future stars. Page 16, LOL. Page 26, posters. Page 52, what's the call? Page 53, games. Page 54, art gallery. Page 55, comic cards. And page 56, Bud's Beamer. And here on page 1, picture here, wave rider, surfer and Camp Wanna Win counselor Bethany Hamilton offers her top tips. Pages 2 and 3, freeze frame. Picture here of some football players, Dallas Cowboys, going through some drills. Freeze frame, football with dummies. May 22, 2018, Frisco, Texas. Dallas Cowboys defensive end Dorrance Armstrong fine-tuned his footwork with the help of some tackling dummies during the team's rookie minicamp. The Houston native was the Cowboys' fourth-round pick in April after a career at Kansas, where he had 15.5 sacks in 3 seasons. More freeze frame, pages 5 and 6. May 19, 2018, Baltimore, Maryland. Days of heavy rains made the track at Pimlico Racecourse a muddy mess, but that didn't stop Justify from winning the Preakness Stakes. Despite the bad weather, a crowd of more than 134,000 showed up to watch the Kentucky Derby winner take home the second leg of horse races' Triple Crown. Now we'll go to page 8, Who's Who in Sports. At the top, Josh Twaniga. He's a setter, Long Beach State. His height is 6'3", his weight is 235 pounds. He was born March 18, 1997 in Torrance, California. Tuaniga was named the most outstanding player of the NCAA tournament after coming up with 46 assists to help Long Beach State defeat UCLA 3-2 for the national championship. As a junior, he helped the Beach lead the nation in hitting percentage, .379, and was the 2018 AVCA Division I and II Men's Player of the Year. He also received Big West Tournament MVP honors. He was the first team All-America as a sophomore. At Huntington Beach High, he helped the Oilers go 80-0 over his final two seasons. Question: how many points does a team need to score to win the fifth set in an NCAA volleyball match? Do, 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 do. Do 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 do. Answer: 15. Teams must win by 2 points, so it's possible to score more than 15. Next, we have D.G. Gregorius, shortstop, New York Yankees. His height is 6'3". His weight is 205 pounds. He was born February 18, 1990, in Amsterdam, in the Netherlands. After leading the American League in home runs, 10, RBIs, 30, and slugging percentage 735 in April, Gregorius was named the American League Player of the Month. Gregorius, who began his major league career with the Reds in 2012, was traded from Arizona to New York in December 2014 and took over for Derek Jeter at shortstop the following year. He finished the 2017 season with career highs in RBIs 87, runs scored 73, and home runs 25, and slugging percentage 478. Question: how long must a player wait after retiring to be considered for induction into the Baseball Hall of Fame? Do 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 do. Answer: 5 full seasons. Jeter will be eligible in 2020. And finally, we have Yul Moldauer, gymnast, Oklahoma. His height is 5'3". He was born August 26, 1996, in Seoul, South Korea. As a junior, Moldauer won individual 2018 NCAA titles in the all-round and floor exercise and on vault and parallel bars, helping Oklahoma win its fourth straight national team championship. He now has a school record 7 individual titles after taking first in the floor exercise and on rings as a sophomore and winning the all-round the year before to become the second freshman in history to do so. Moldauer earned bronze in the floor exercise at the 2017 World Championships. Question: who won the 2018 Women's NCAA Team Gymnastics Championship? Do 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 do. Did you guess UCLA? If you did, you are correct. Moving on to page 9, warm-up. We have two football players here, Ben Roethlisberger and more than likely his backup. And here's the burning question: are veterans obligated to mentor rookies? So this one-time pupil, Roethlisberger, learned from Maddox at Wright, whose job he took in 2004. A guy in a Ben Roethlisberger jersey calling into a Pittsburgh radio station to criticize the Steelers' draft choices. Not surprising. A guy named Ben Roethlisberger calling into a Pittsburgh radio station to criticize the Steelers' draft choices. A major story. I was surprised when they took a quarterback because I thought that maybe in the third round you can get some really good football players that can help this team win now. The Steelers quarterback told 93.7, The Fan, when asked about his team selecting Oklahoma State's Mason Rudolph with the 76th pick. Roethlisberger had informed Steelers officials earlier in the offseason that he planned to play for at least three more years. So when the team drafted his potential replacement, he did not hold back. Asked whether he intended to mentor Rudolph, the quarterback had another biting comment. If he asked me a question, I might just have to point to the playbook. That quip was made in the context of something Rudolph himself said after the draft. It's not Ben's job to teach me anything. It's my job to learn. And the two have supposedly since gotten along fine, with Roethlisberger texting his understudy warm wishes before rookie minicamp. Still, fans were quick to criticize Big Ben's attitude, pointing to the help incumbent starter Tommy Maddox gave a young Roethlisberger in 2004. Ironically, Maddox was one of the first people to come to his former teammate's defense. I've heard a lot of people say he owes it, Maddox says, told ESPN, that kind of gets into a little bit of a slippery slope. His job is to win football games right now. So, should fans expect Roethlisberger to train Rudolph? Coaches, general managers, and fans would surely all prefer that teammates get along. Having an all-time great player around to tutor his or her successor also seems like a competitive advantage teams would be eager to seize. Yet many of the most famous face of the franchise transitions in pro sports featured contentious relationships. Despite Lou Gehrig's mentoring Joe DiMaggio on the New York Yankees, DiMaggio went on to have issues with the young Mickey Mantle. San Francisco's 49ers quarterbacks Joe Montana and Steve Young were not always friendly rivals, and Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers constantly rubbed each other the wrong way with the Packers. There are positive examples. Mario Lemieux, in his final season on the ice for Pittsburgh in 2005-2006, played on the same line as Sidney Crosby and let the rookie stay at his house. But as an owner of the Penguins, Lemieux had extra incentive to make the young star comfortable. Pinstripe pals. Lou Gehrig showed DiMaggio right the ropes, though DiMaggio didn't pay it forward to Mantle. Typically, a great player can succeed no matter what the temperature in the locker room. Perceived slights from older teammates can even provide powerful motivation. Joining a new team can be scary, though. Many athletes grow up idolizing the teammates with whom they end up playing. What could be more deflating than meeting your hero only to have her resent you for challenging her job? Stars aren't obligated to mentor younger players. Kindness, however, can be its own reward. Unboxed, taking the lid off the coolest sports gear. Maya Moore started her pro basketball career in 2011. Since then, she's become a four-time WNBA champ and one of the best and most iconic players in the league. That journey is celebrated in her new shoe, an Air Jordan 11 low called Rook to Queen. The release is part of a collection by Nike, Jordan, and Converse called Art of a Champion, which celebrates hoops excellence in the playoffs. The shoe features a regal purple colorway, lace plates with a Reed 2011 in honor of the title she won with the Minnesota Lynx as a rookie. One insole features Moore's MM logo, while the other has the finals logo. The Jordan Jumpman logo is on the heels. To celebrate the shoe's release, Nike put up a billboard in Minneapolis on which Moore is mimicking Michael Jordan's famous wings pose with her arms stretched out. July birthdays. July 1st, Atlanta Hawks shooting guard Kent Bazemore celebrates his 29th birthday. July 3rd, twin Olympic gold medal winning United States hockey players Monique Lemore, Miranda Jocelyn, Lemore Davidson are 29. July 5th, right wing Alexander Radulov of the Dallas Stars turns 32. July 11th. L.A. Chargers defensive end Joey Bosa is 23. July 12th. Seven-time LPGA Tour major winner N.B. Park turns 30. July 16th. Real Madrid midfielder Gareth Bale is 29. July 20th. Oklahoma City Thunder center Steven Adams celebrates his 25th birthday. July 25th. Running back Alvin Kamara of the New Orleans Saints turns 23. July 26th, snowboarder and 14-time X Games medalist Kelly Clark is 35. July 27th, Washington Nationals pitcher Max Scherzer turns 34. And finally, July 28th, striker Harry Kane of Tottenham Hotspur celebrates his 25th birthday. Also on page 11, Yum Yum, here's the scoop. In honor of National Ice Cream Month, we've put together a roundup of your favorite star's favorite flavor. Cookie dough. Connor McDavid, Edmonton Oilers. Cookies and cream. Simone Biles, Olympic gymnast. Maya Moore, Minnesota Lynx. Vanilla. John Florence, World Surf League. Rob Gronkowski of the New England Patriots, and Buster Posey of the San Francisco Giants. Chocolate, Skylar Diggins, Smith, Dallas Wings. Macadamia Nut Brittle, Sloane Stephens, WTA Tour. Mint Chocolate Chip, Allie Raisman, Olympic gymnast. And IndyCar Series driver, Alexander Rossi. Strawberry, Roger Federer, ATP Tour. And Butter Pecan, Jimmy Johnson, NASCAR Cup Series. Warm-up on our radar. Page 12. Emma DeBurdine. Her height is 5'2". Her birth date is June 14, 2001. Her birthplace is Lancaster, Pennsylvania. Her sport, field hockey. Emma, a rising senior midfielder at Penn Manor High, helped the Comets to a 28-0 record in the 2017 Pennsylvania Class AAA State Championship. She scored 27 goals and added 30 assists. The National Field Hockey Coaches Association and Max Field Hockey both named her First Team All-America, and she was a Scholar of Distinction on the NFHCA High School National Academic Squad. Max Field Hockey also named her the National Player of the Year. She made the USA Field Hockey Under-17 National Team as a junior and sophomore when she led the Comets with 50 goals. She helped Penn Manor reach the state final for her freshman and sophomore years. Emma's sister Brooke is a rising sophomore at the University of Maryland, where Emma has committed to play after she graduates. Sports Kids of the Month. Brady Moore, age 14, Barteslo, Illinois, basketball. Brady helped Barteslo Elementary's 8th grade team to a 32-0 record in the school's first Class S state title. He led the team in points, 20.3 points per game, scoring 24 and adding 13 rebounds in the state semifinals. Sam Capples, age 13, Lincoln, Nebraska, track and field. At the Lincoln City 7th grade middle school championships, Sam set meet records in the shot put, long jump, and 100 meters, and also won the 200 meters to help Leffler Middle School claim the title. Matthew Velez, age 9, Allentown, Pennsylvania, Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu wrestling. Matthew won his age group at the International Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu Federation Kids Pan for the second straight year. He also earned his wrestling team's Workhouse Award, finishing with the most takedowns, 29, this season. Are you a sports kid? Do you think you have what it takes to be a Sports Kid of the Month? Submit your nomination at sikids.com/sportskid. Moving on to page 13. Now that's entertainment. We have a little chihuahua on a basketball and a young lady who is riding a unicycle while trying to balance a bunch of bowls on her head. Well, here we go. Greatest shows on earth. NBA games are action-packed events featuring athletic performances, and so are the halftime shows. Here are a few of our favorites. Firecrackers. Hailing from King's Local School District in Ohio, this squad of 4th through 8th graders shows off some pretty amazing jump rope skills in their routines, which are choreographed to peppy music. The girls jump in unison in pairs, small groups, and as a team. Red Panda. Riding to a 7-foot unicycle, Rong Nu balances bowls on 1 foot up to 5 simultaneously, then flips them onto her head. Someone stole her custom-made unicycle worth $25,000 at San Francisco International Airport earlier this year, but the Golden State Warriors bought her a new one. Golden Power. Two gymnasts from Eastern Europe, Sandor Vla and Gulyala Tekax, paint themselves gold and showcase their muscles in a full-body balancing act. Quick change. How they do that? Audience ask that question each time David Michael Mass and Daniel Kasiva perform their act, which features as numerous speedy costume and wig changes along with magic tricks galore. Both Mass and Kasiva grew up around the circus and teamed up in the mid-1990s. They've been wowing fans ever since. Sophie Dossi, a self-taught contortionist and acrobat, literally shoots a bow and arrow with her feet, and she's accurate. She's appeared on America's Got Talent and now has more than 1.6 million subscribers on her YouTube channel. Olate Dogs. This coordinated canine is one of a handful of pups in the troop which won season 7 of America's Got Talent. Along with riding a scooter, the dogs jump over many hurdles on their hind legs, balance on rolling drums, and walk on their front paws. Continuing with warm-up, page 14, just saying, Witty Wordsmith. Ishiro Suzuki, the 10-time All-Star who recently took a job in the Seattle Mariners front office, has displayed a dry sense of humor and a practical outlook on life during his 18th season in the majors. If I'm in a slump, I ask myself for advice. I'm not a big guy, and hopefully kids could look at me and see that I'm not muscular, not physically imposing, that I'm just a regular guy. So if somebody with a regular body can get into the record books, kids can look at that. That would make me happy. This is on being a role model. I hope he arouses the fire that's dormant in innermost recesses of my soul. I plan to face him with the zeal of a challenger. I'm facing Daisuke Matsuzaka. I'm told I either look bigger than I do on television or that I look smaller than I look on television. No one seems to think I look the same size. I think one of the requirements for being a designated hitter is weighing at least 200 pounds. So maybe if I was that heavy, I would do it. But the day I weigh 200 pounds is the day I'm inside a coffin. I'm potentially becoming a designated hitter. Maybe it's because I ate too much Jell-O or put too much wasabi on the food that I eat. You never know when asked about a hitting slump. I do not have the dog's permission when asked his dog's name. He said, woof, woof, which meant stay, stay. Of course, I listened on the advice his dog gave him during free agency. Spare time. The sweet life. At age 31, Tennessee Titans linebacker Brian Oracupo opened a cupcake store with two of his buddies. When Michael Griffin, Brian Henson, and I decided to open up Gigi's Cupcakes franchise last year, we were literally eating cupcakes, just from a different brand. We had all lived in the same dorm at the University of Texas, and Michael and I played together at UT and with the Titans. We had always talked about doing some type of investment. I said, what about Gigi's? It's based in Nashville. A teammate's wife gave some of their cupcakes to my wife, Tura, when we moved to Tennessee, and I've loved them ever since. We came up with the business proposition in February 2017, and we presented it to Gigi's within a couple of weeks. They knew who we were, They were big fans. Last summer, Brian and I scouted the location, which is about 2 minutes from my house. I had absolutely zero background in baking, but trainers from the corporate office came to our location for about 3 weeks. It was almost like football training camp, but a cupcake version. We started at 6 a.m. and didn't leave until 6 p.m. Each day we learned something new. We baked every single cupcake. We made every single frosting. We'd switch over to customer service, then planning and organizing. We learned every aspect of the business. We have 13 employees. Michael, Brian, and I are equal investors, and we are very hands-on. Our goal is to open up numerous locations and take over the Austin market. My favorite flavor right now is our chocolate salted caramel. I love a great cupcake. Obviously, I'm a Gigi's guy now, but cupcakes are always the way to go. New Orleans Saints defensive end Cam Jordan's favorite thing. His favorite food? Foo. His favorite ice cream flavor? New Orleans, magnolia flour, or French vanilla. Favorite cartoon? Doug. Sport other than football? Soccer. Favorite actor? Margot Robbie. Emoji? Devil looking. Musician? Busta Rhymes. Series as a kid? Goosebumps books. And subject in school? History. Sound off. Page 16. What is the best amusement park ride you've ever been on? My favorite ride was the Bombay at Wet n' Wild in Las Vegas. It was the tallest and fastest ride at the park. As a kid, I remember it being so scary, but I used to ride it every time I went on. It is a straight shot down. Unfortunately, the park closed when I was in high school, and now I'm way too big for most water rides. But I love amusement parks. This is Lawrence Guy, New England Patriots defensive tackle. I can't remember the name of the ride, but when I was 14, I went to Busch Gardens and went on the scariest ride, so naturally there was a huge line. All I remember was that I had a blast the whole day because I was with my dad. He'll say that he was too tired to go on the ride, but swear he was so scared. After begging and pleading for him to join me, he was stuck on saying no. I also had so much fun because I was missing training. At that point, I wasn't enjoying practice at all, and I was really excited to not to skate for the weekend. Miami Biney, short track speed skater and 2018 United States Olympian. Well, read one at a time for the day's episode of Sports Illustrated for Kids. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm John Ivey, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. Today's programming is underwritten with support from the Raleigh Kiwanis Foundation. They can be reached at www.kiwanisfoundation.org. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast after this broadcast at our website, TriangleReadingService.org. So long until next time. If you have any comment or questions, please call 919-832-5138.